When America was founded, the framers envisioned that minority religious groups like the Jews would be able to find safe haven here. Rabbi Daniel Lapin, for example, has pointed out that in 2,000 years, Jews have found more safety in the United States of America than anywhere, and that's not in spite of Christianity, but because of it. But today, we've seen protests in campuses all over the country in opposition to Israel and in favor of Hamas. Columnist Don Feder even wrote about this, quote, "Hundreds of college campuses are bastions of support for one of the most evil gangs since the fall of the Third Reich," end quote. Robert Spencer is a New York Times best-selling author on Islam, Jihad, and Sharia, and he joins us now to discuss this campus unrest. We discussed this about a month and a half ago related to Columbia, but now, of course, this has happened in many different college campuses. Although I guess with the summer break coming soon, much of this will be tapering off. But the issue's not going to go away, unfortunately. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Robert Spencer, thanks so much for taking some of your time today to talk about this.
Always good to talk to you, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, how about a global statement on the phenomenon itself?
Well, it's a social contagion, Jerry. You know, on college campuses, there are these fads that come and go. They used to be innocuous. 100 years ago, kids were swallowing goldfish or trying to jam as many people as possible into a phone booth. Now, they're out in what Senator John Fetterman very memorably called pup tents for Hamas. It seems more serious. It seems as if they are more knowledgeable and aware and committed today, but really it's the same thing. It's a campus fad. The problem is this is a very dangerous campus fad because these children, without realizing it, are aiding and abetting some extraordinarily evil forces.
You know, I'd like you to elaborate on that because your whole area of expertise is related to Sharia and jihad and understanding, you know, the dark side of Islam. And you've written even best-selling books about this. I want you to go ahead and elaborate further. What would they do if they had their druthers when it comes to Israel, for example?
Well, Hamas has made no secret of it, that it wants to destroy Israel completely. It has also made no secret of the fact that it wants a new genocide of the Jews. Even the Palestinian Authority, which is supposed to be the moderate alternative to Hamas, the president, Mahmoud Abbas, has made it clear that in a Palestinian state, no Jew will be allowed to live. So where are they supposed to go? There are 7 million Jews in Israel today. And if there really is going to be from the river to the sea, Palestine being free, that will mean the eradication of Israel and the mass murder of millions of Jews who live there today, because that is what Hamas wants and what the Palestinian Authority wants. It's not as if they're envisioning some massive campaign to send them somewhere else. They're just going to kill them all. And this is what these students, they have no idea about. They don't even know what river and sea are being referred to when they chant this.
This is amazing. But what's so shocking about this is how widespread it is. I mean, I could see it, you know, here or there at some of these campuses. They're so misguided and so far left and woke and so forth. But hundreds of campuses? That's crazy.
Well, all of our campuses today, with very few exceptions, Jerry, have become not institutions of higher learning, but radioactive wastelands of far-left indoctrination, where only one point of view is allowed to be enunciated. And so these children are one of two things. They are thoroughly propagandized pawns in the hands of forces that they do not understand and in the service of causes that they do not understand, or else they are just conformists who are going along because it's the cool thing to do on campus right now. And that's actually been established in many man-on-the-street type interviews of the protesters, where people come up and ask these students, what exactly are you trying to accomplish? What are you here for? And they can't answer a thing. They don't have the slightest clue. They just know all the cool kids are going out and living in tents for the Palestinians, and so they're going to do it as well.
Well, you know, it's funny. I think summer break in some way may possibly cause some, an easing of the tensions here, just because everybody will be going back home or, you know, wherever. They're not going to stay on the campus for the most part. So that may help to cool this down, do you think?
Yeah, I think that it will certainly ease off during the summer. However, it's a very real concern that it will not ease off in the sense of disappearing, but it will just transfer from the campuses to city streets, where we will see riots on the order of the George Floyd riots in 2020 that will be intended to frighten people and intimidate people into thinking that they better not vote for pro-Israel candidates, or there's just going to be more of this.
Wow. So do you think that we're getting to the point where college degrees and so forth are being so devalued? Because it's like, what is this? This is not a preparation for, you know, a good workforce and productive citizens and so forth. This is almost like just a, you know, indoctrination in woke values and so forth. And it's not just Israel. In fact, we've seen some of the signs in some of these protests where it says death to Israel, death to America. So these people aren't just, opposed necessarily to Israel alone.
Oh, no. This is very much a threat to America. But see, this is what the universities want. This is what they have trained the students to be for all these years. They have taught this kind of thing in the universities, and this is why the universities have been so slow to crack down on these encampments, because the encampments are the fruit of the kind of teaching that they have been giving to their students for decades. They have taught these kids to hate America as well as Israel. And so now they're going to crack down on them for expressing their hatred of America and Israel. They're in a real bind.
You know, it makes me wonder if the degrees themselves are essentially being devalued. In other words, it used to be a big deal. Oh, I have a college degree. Oh, from where? Columbia. Oh, well, that's wonderful. Wow. But, you know, now it's like, okay, so this person may be, you know, expressing wokeism on steroids or something. It makes you suspect.
A college degree nowadays, Jerry, it's just like a certificate of Antifa indoctrination or a membership application for Antifa. It's not a signifier that you have learned how to think critically or that you have learned how to engage ideas and deal and think on your own. It's just a certificate of how thoroughly you've been indoctrinated. And so it's essentially, except with the exception, perhaps the arguable but not certain exception of the sciences, it's worthless.
Who is funding the protests in favor of Hamas in opposition to Israel?
Well, there have been a lot of reports that it's George Soros, and of course he's blamed for pretty much everything, but I wouldn't be surprised if it were him. After all, it's something you can readily find on the internet, an interview he did some years ago where he says that he used to be very troubled because he had visions of himself as God, but eventually he grew comfortable with the role. And I think that's a paraphrase of what he said, but I think that when you've got a fantastically rich individual who is dedicated to spreading hard left ideas into the wider culture, then it can create a very dangerous situation, and that's what we're in now.
What is the Muslim Brotherhood, and is there any link that they have or any role that they're playing, even behind the scenes or helping to mobilize some of the protests against Israel?
The Muslim Brotherhood is an international organization that is dedicated to bringing about the rule of Islamic law, Sharia, and a new caliphate, ultimately. And it's linked to all of the major Muslim organizations in the United States, including Students for Justice in Palestine, which is the student organization that is behind a great deal of this encampment business. And so it is an avowedly pro-Hamas organization that I shouldn't perhaps say avowedly. I don't know if they're on record saying that they're pro-Hamas, but it's unmistakable from their pronouncements. And if you go to the National Students for Justice in Palestine website, they talk about the United States as occupied Turtle Island, because apparently Turtle Island was the name that some Native Americans had given to North America. And so it's very clear that this is a radical, fantastically radical anti-American as well as anti-Israeli organization.
Boy, the United States is so divided right now. It's unbelievable. It's almost as if, though, the more college education you have, the more ignorant you are. I'm sorry, but that seems to be the case.
Yeah, well, that's because they are indoctrination camps. They're not really places where you learn how to deal with opposing ways of thinking, or even are introduced to opposing ways of thinking anymore.
President Biden has withdrawn some support for Israel, even support that has been voted for. Critics say, well, he's doing this because he's not doing great with the Muslim vote in Michigan and some other places. What are your thoughts about the administration and this crisis?
Yeah, I think that it's certainly part of it, that they're worried about Michigan. Nihad Awad of the Hamas-linked Council on American Islamic Relations and Rashida Tlaib, the Muslim congresswoman from Michigan, have both threatened Biden, saying he's not going to get any Muslim votes, not a single one, unless he calls for a ceasefire. That is, he betrays Israel and effects a stop in the fighting that would allow Hamas to survive. And so, in the first place, Biden is afraid of that, and the people behind Biden who are running Biden are afraid of that. But also, there's a very deep hostility to Israel that comes from the far left, because the far left is collectivist and internationalist, and they don't like the particularity of a Jewish state. And so they want Israel destroyed. And that is the kind of perspective that the Biden administration is full of from top to bottom. So there's a convergence of Muslim Brotherhood-linked operatives whom Biden has appointed at all levels of his administration in accord with a promise that he made to the Muslim organization Engage in 2020. And then there's the far left that hates Israel. And this is all of the – essentially everybody in the Biden administration – falls into one or another or both of those camps. So the hostility to Israel has been from the beginning. The betrayal really was only a matter of time.
These are scary times for, people with a Judeo-Christian philosophy, it would seem to me.
Yes, well, certainly there's no doubt about that. This is a period in which the world is turning against Christianity, turning against Jews, Judaism, Israel. And this is something that you could say was prophesied. You could say this is something that is just part of the way of the cross that precedes the resurrection, that all Christian believers have to understand as part of the Christian commitment. And so it's not really anything to be unexpected, but it's something that has to be endured with trust in God and with resolution to stand firm and stand with the truth and with what is righteous.
All right, Robert Spencer, thanks so much for your time. JihadWatch.org. All the best, Robert. Thank you.
Thank you.